From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
British tourists warned about crime in Barbados, while a UK travel expert cautions...
If, in fact, the Barbados government decided to get excited about this, then could maybe have a negative feedback.
The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago makes a personal appeal to the US President to help fight drugs in his country, and preparations for May 21st Budget Day in Jamaica run into a snag. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The British government has become the second country in a month to warn its citizens planning to visit Barbados of a rise in crime there. The travel advisory from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office advises against carrying valuables and driving in open-top cars in remote parts of the country. A Foreign Office spokesman described the notice as rather mild, stating that the philosophy behind it was prevention is better than cure. Unlike a recently issued travel advisory on Barbados from the US, the British one does not have a review date. However, the Foreign Office says it would be reassessed on the advice of their High Commission in Barbados. And a large proportion of the tourists who visit Barbados come from the United Kingdom and Europe. So, what does the Barbados Board of Tourism's London office think about the advisory, and how do they plan to deal with it?